Good morning. I am Pastor David Keener, and today is January 3rd, 2024. It is the 10th day of Christmas. Our scripture reading today is from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning at the first verse. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore, the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because he saw the signs that he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up, he saw a great crowd coming towards him. He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to the disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Here ends the reading. The feeding of the 5,000 is the only miracle, aside from the resurrection, that is recorded in all 4 of the Gospels. The stories are similar, but the Gospel writer John gives us a little extra twist. We are told that Jesus asked Philip, "Where will they purchase enough bread to feed those people?" Then the text says, "He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do." So why would Jesus give a test before feeding the 5,000? And why Philip in particular? Well, John gives us some clues in prior verses. Philip was one of the first disciples called by Jesus. Back in John chapter 1, verses 45 and 46, we are told that Jesus called Philip to follow him, and Philip immediately goes to his friend Nathanael and tells him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now Nathanael wonders if anything good can come out of Nazareth, and Philip simply invites them to come and see. But then upon seeing Jesus, Nathanael declares that Jesus is indeed the Son of God and the King of Israel. Now this encounter by Philip with Jesus is immediately followed by the story of the wedding at Cana in Galilee, where Jesus performs the first miracle by turning 180 gallons of water into fine wine. This first miracle ends with this line. It says, "What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him." In John chapter 5, Jesus encounters a group of Jewish leaders who are offended that he is performing miracles on the Sabbath, and they question his authority. Jesus tells them that his authority comes from God the Father and ends that conversation by saying, "If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say?" Now, immediately after this, we have the story about the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus tests Philip. So why Philip? Well, perhaps because he's the one who had declared that Jesus was the one about whom Moses wrote. Or perhaps it was because he was one of those disciples who witnessed that first food miracle of turning water into wine, one of the ones who were told believed in Jesus. Or perhaps it was because Jesus just wanted to see if Philip truly believed his friend's declaration that Jesus is the Son of God and the promised King of Israel. The test was not just meant for Philip, but for every one of us who proclaims Jesus to be God incarnate. Do we truly embrace the words that we confess in our creeds and proclaim from our pulpits and sing in our hymns and speak in our liturgies? Or do we put limits on what we believe our Lord Jesus can do? At the Last Supper, Philip asks Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus replied, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the promised Messiah, the risen Lord, God incarnate. He and the Father are one. There are no limits to what he can or is willing to do in order to save his people. Jesus' test to Philip was not intended to trap him, but rather to encourage him towards a faith that was deeper than words, a faith that truly believes that all things are possible for God. Let us pray. Gracious God, give us faith to live our lives secure in the knowledge that you are a God of unlimited power, providence, and grace. Help us to face seemingly impossible tasks, secure in the knowledge that nothing is impossible for you. We pray this in the name of the one who fed the hungry, healed the sick, and promised eternal life to those who put their faith in him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.